I will pray for you, Alin. Father, I thank you that we this morning may hear your word. And you have a word for us this morning, every morning. We will pray for Alin, and I will pray for your Holy Spirit to help him and to give through your word to us. We pray that you will bless us through your word. Amen. Tell all your blessings. Count them. One for one. I will share something with you. I will tell you about my passion. It is everything, every time it is exciting that we come together with songs and the blessings of God. And one is special, one that comes, oh yes, is count your blessings. A beautiful car that you can go play in the snow, that you have a house, Apple Watch, and a job. All these things, a car that you can play in the snow, a house, and you have your Apple Watch, and you have your job, that are all blessings, but they are not the blessings. When you get an accident with your car, then you need another. And when you go to the winter sports, it is beautiful. And also when you have a house. So you may have your dreams. And then you have so the gadgets from the technical gadgets like a iPhone, etc. And also a job. A job is good to have your work. It gives you security, sureness. These are some things that you can feel as a blessing. And much of your energy you will put in these things. Count your blessings. What are yours? What touch your heart? As Christian, I know that all the blessings come from God. That touches my heart. When you can move from the one place to the other place, that's a blessing. Without a car, It looked like open doors, but healthness, to be health, that Jesus is my rock. I know somebody who has problems when he must stand up early in the morning. But one day he could not stand up. He could not. He was lamed. And God said to him, "What are you busy with? You can be happy when you are health, when you have good health. That is a blessing. More important is that Jesus is my rock. I can build on him like a house. I can live in that rock and on that rock. And that is not for a few years, but when Jesus is your rock, it is forever and ever. And when you think at time, and then it is impossible that you know that you can by the can in the house of the Lord forever and ever. That is important, that you can witness that you live with God. That are also a few blessings. Count your blessings. And everybody knows his own blessings and her own blessings. And also the problems. Count your blessings. And in our songs we have we said it already. We sung about the Father, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit. God had so much love to the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And an ever do that believes, he will be living forever with God. John 3, verse 16. We have a Father in heaven. You have a second father, your own father here on earth, but also the Lord. He is your father, and there is no greater blessing. And it is, there is a relation between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you live from your belief, out of your belief, then you get happiness. I had a good home by my father and mother. But there came a changing in my life that I learned to know God. I learned that he is my Redeemer, and I learned to say Father to the Lord God. Then you could come nearby the Lord, and that is the greatest what you can experience. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer, he is our Shepherd. Psalm 23. And before the Lord Jesus went back to his Father, he promised the Holy Spirit for us. And he will comfort us, he will advise us in everything. He is the one who comes nearby for us in all our problems. You can read it in John 14, verse 16 and 17. The Holy Spirit will plead for you before God. The Holy Spirit will give you the Word of God in remembrance. He will lead you on the right way, the way of God. And the Bible says that Jesus says, I give you another comforter, the Lord, the Holy Spirit. You must never forget one of God's blessings. I was in a family, my own family is a musical family. They played music, they were musicians. Some of my family members went to the conservatorium. And I got it from my family, from my father, that music means a lot to me. Music. That is, for me, is a great, great blessing. Music. Music is endless. It is colored with many colors. And you can lay your heart, your whole heart in the music. So, music is one of the greatest things in my life, also with God. That is my passion. And I experience that it gives a great blessing to me and also to other people. And maybe also you will be enthusiastic for the music you hear and the songs you sing. And the sound of music is very special. God is not in the fire, not in the thunder, and not in the silence. Especially is he will be in the silence. People has something with music. Animals, they have not something with music, but we as people, human beings, has something with music. A dog, I have a dog in my home, and he is watching for everything what is around him, but not for music. Dogs and other animals, they listen to sounds, but not to music.
But we may listen to music. It is emotion. It moves you something. It is active. It does something with your health, with your emotion and with your motion. In, when there is music, you cannot sit still. You have to dance or move. I will encourage you to take the time to listen to music, what music it is, but to listen to music. And in the music there are very many beautiful things. Music can bring you on the right way again. I can say a lot about it. This is a little experiment. You will listen to something. For people who can play piano, I know that, yeah. Music starts very simple with some tones. Tong, 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 tong. That is a song for children. Tong, 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 tong. In the last song of this child's song for children, dun, 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 that begins, so it starts, and the last song is tong 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 tong. This is a minor. And the last song of this song is a minor. It goes down. So you'll see that in a song for children, is already emotion.
Can you hear the music? Can you hear the piano?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So I make different accords. With the same tones I can make different kind of music. This is a principle in the music. It can be happy music with the same tones. You can also have a sound of sad music. Okay. So this. You can understand. It is a little bit technical, but there are emotions in the same in the same tones and. Yes. You can feel warm things in the music, but you can also feel cold. I have a CD, and these are piano impressions. And that is indeed different feelings come into you when you hear this music. Sometimes you can in the music you can hear the rain, or you can hear the storm like this. So it is a beautiful CD where inwards you can hear different things. With music you can paint. It is like painting. The call is that you can that can be touched by music. You need not be a pianist or a musician, but also you can maybe be touched in your emotions by music. So these are some examples I will let you hear. That about music. It will be more great, greater than it is a big orchestra. Maybe you can also be inspired by the music, and I will pray for that. But you must have the time to listen to the music in rest and peace. The uniqueness with music is also that it has an inner side and an outer side. like many other things, when it is only technical, it is outside. It is empty. Just like the truth. But it will mean something for you when it touches your heart or your emotions. That is the inner side. There are some examples also in the Bible. And I will show them. In Joshua 6, verse 16. Joshua 6, verse 16. They circled the city of Jericho seven times, and there was trumpets and shouting of the people and singing. And also in 1 Samuel 16, verse 16. In Joshua you see that they get around Jericho seven times, singing and sounding on the trumpets. And while they do this, the Lord says, I have given you the town. And 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, verse 16. And then Saul says, let us find someone who plays well and bring him to me. Somebody who can play on the harp. And he will play when the evil spirit comes over his soul. And also Elisha asked for a harp player, and then the Lord came over him and gave him prophecies. And so it can happen that music will inspire us. Also when Paulus and Silas were in the prison in Acts 16, they sang for God, they praised God. And other prisoners were listening. Also, when David came back with the harp into Jerusalem, there were also music and love songs. And when the temple is ready, when his son Salomo was ready with the temple, in 2 Chronicles 5, verse 12. And the Levites, who were musicians, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen, and played cymbals, harps, and lyres. And they were accompanied by many sounding trumpets. And they sang with one voice to give praise and thanks to the Lord. And then the house of the Lord was filled with God's Spirit. They sang from He, God is good, His love endures forever. And then the temple of the Lord was filled with a cloud, and the priest could not perform their service because of the cloud, for God was there. So we can see that there is much in the music, and we can serve the Lord with music and singing and praising, for He loves it. The God, praise the Lord, for He is our loving Father, that we may make great His name, because in and through Him we can triumph. But we can also meet Him in silence. It is good to be still before the Lord, not saying something, but let your thoughts come to Him. So seek silence and listen to music for the God Almighty is King of Honor. And God makes free. And at last you see a heart with a rhythm. The heart rhythm. There was it in front of the of here in our room. There was some heart with a heart rhythm. A few weeks ago. And so the silence and the music can retouch your heart and touch your heart rhythm. I should like to show you something more, but I couldn't find it in time. So it was a my wish for you in 2022 is that the sound of Jesus' music and God's music may touch your heart with His love and with His light, glow in the dark. So be blessed by His music.